something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Time for your first date follow-up, and today Mark is on the phone, and Mark's not getting a call back from Nat. What's up, Mark? How are you?
What's up with that, man?
Before we get into your date, Mark, how long has it been since your date?
Well, man, it's been about a week.
Okay.
And I've been texting her, and I haven't got a reply from her.
You haven't got any reply in a week. How many times have you texted her?
I've texted her like 2 times.
And she hasn't responded to either. Well, first tell us what you guys did for your date.
Well, we went to dinner. Took out the roof, Chris, and then we went up to a drive-thru movie, and we saw they just had an old flick plan. I think it was Bewitched. They had Bewitched plan, and
that's
so we
cute.
Went to the drive-thru after dinner, and you know, just sat, talked, and watched Bewitched.
Okay,
I like that.
And did it seem like you guys got along? Like, why do you think she's not calling you back?
Okay, man, I think what it was, you know, throughout the date. She was passing gas a lot.
What?
Oh, my and God.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of gas everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay.
She's gassy.
Gas leak.
From the time that I picked her up, by the time we got to the restaurant, it was the first time it happened. And I played it off. I thought that maybe it was outside. You know, maybe the outside air was a little funky.
But it wasn't. It was your date.
You know, we sat down at the table and I smelled it again.
Oh, ew. No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You know, then I'm thinking, now I'm looking around at my shoes, hoping that I didn't step in anything.
You can tell a difference between dog poop.
You know, so I kindly asked her, I was, you know, do you smell that? And she just had a look on her face.
Oh, no.
And from the look, I could kind of tell.
Okay.
Oh,
and
man.
So she told me, she was like, I don't feel well. And I, you know, I'm kind of having gas. At first, it threw me off,
because
I let it slide at the restaurant.
Yeah.
But we got back in the car at the drive-thru movie, and it was all night.
Oh, in the car?
Terrible. Well,
and you actually...
In the car. I had to open the window.
Goodness. Okay, and you had to... And you want to call her back for a second date, still, even with all that.
Everybody has gas.
That's true.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Beautiful woman. I understand that, you know, you get sick sometimes.
Okay.
You know, do I wish we would have, you know, moved the date to another day? Yeah. But, you know, I just want to see where this can go.
All right, so you want us to try and call and get you another date. And you think that she's not calling you back because she had gas? Like maybe, what, she's embarrassed of that or something?
Probably.
I think so, you know. That was our first date. You know, that's kind of embarrassing to have gas on your first date.
Yeah. So bad that you have to admit it. Like she didn't even have a choice.
You know what I did when somebody was farting around me one time?
What'd you do?
Okay, I was on an airplane, and I'm sure everybody else was getting sick of it, too. So after, like, I don't know, 2 hours on this plane of, you know, every 3 minutes smelling this terrible, you know, airplane fart smell, I was like, who's farting? And guess what? We didn't smell it again.
Yeah, nope. And the person that we think was doing it was very, he sat very straight up. Very
right behind us.
Very tight. I think he had to keep it tight, so yeah.
His stomach problem that blew up by the end of the flight.
Yeah. Just go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So
you liked her a lot. Obviously, you guys thought you got along. I can understand why she wouldn't be calling you back if that is the reason, which I would imagine it would be. If I went out on a date and I couldn't stop passing gas so much that my date was like, hey, who's farting? And I had to be like, that's me. And I've been farting this whole time, and I'm sorry. I would probably be embarrassed and not want to call you back either. So we'll give her a call, see if that is the reason she's not calling you back, and try to get you another date when she does not have gas, okay?
All right, man, that'll work.
All right, let's do it.
We'll play a song, come back, and then call her right after this. Your first date follow-up. In the middle of today's first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Mark is on the phone. And Mark went out with a girl named Nat. They went to dinner and then to a drive-in movie to watch Bewitched. That sounds fun. It was fun. It was so much fun that Nat couldn't stop farting the date. So Mark, he smelled gas the whole time, and he thought maybe he stepped in something, and then he finally had to ask his date, Nat, if she smelled something, and she admitted that it was her and her stomach was upset and she'd been farting the whole time on their date. And now she's not calling him back. It's been a week. He's reached out to her a couple times and nothing. And he thinks the reason he's not getting a call back is because she's embarrassed because she could not stop farting on her date, which would be understandable.
Speed up.
He's a better man than me, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
So we're about to call him right now, or call Nat right now, and see if that is the reason she's not calling him back and see if we can get Mark another date. All right, Mark, are you ready to call her?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to call him.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Nat, please?
This is she.
Hey, Nat, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
My name is Alex.
And I'm Christian Gray Snow.
And how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Have you heard the show before? Do you know what it is?
No, but it's just weird that you're like, hey, I'm from radio, and it's these three people. Mm-hmm. It's like a bum rush, but okay.
Yeah, it's exciting, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow, you didn't know your day was going to start off like this, did you?
No.
It's kind of like how you wake up and your stomach's upset. You're like, man, I didn't know my day was going to start off like this.
So did I win something, or?
Maybe. We're not sure, actually. We do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and you don't call them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. And we got an email about you from a guy named Mark.
Oh, so Mark is just soliciting my number. Cool. All right.
What? I
mean, kind of, yeah. He gave us your number. He asked us to call you because you haven't been calling him back. And so we want to ask you why you don't want to call Mark back. Why are you ghosting him?
All right, that's weird, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, Mark thinks the reason you're not calling him back is because he told us about the gas, mm-hmm. told us about how your stomach was upset. Good for you for admitting it. I don't know if I would have. I would have blamed it on everybody around me.
Exactly.
Yeah, even the person I was
like
on the
a normal with, person like, yeah, would do.
I'm not farting, you're farting.
Wow.
It's not me, I don't know.
Did you smell that?
Yeah.
It's funny, like when someone farts and it's them, they'll be like, I don't know, it wasn't me, I have no idea. But then when it's not them, like, right? It stinks. Ew, who is that?
So I can understand why you wouldn't be calling him back. That would be embarrassing. I don't know if it was, but that's the reason he thinks you're not calling him back, is it?
no, actually, I mean, everybody has gas, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So that isn't the reason.
Cool. So what is the reason?
Well, the reason I haven't been answering his text is because we were having a conversation about comedy, and he said that he didn't like Dave Chappelle. And Dave Chappelle is one of my favorite comedians, and it's like a deal breaker for me.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
I was just like, okay.
So he went on a date with you, and you had uncontrollable gas.
Sorry for laughing.
And that's not the reason that you're not calling back, isn't because of that. So, but he wants to go out with you again when you had this problem on the date, and you don't want to go out with him because he doesn't like Dave Chappelle. That's it?
Basically, I mean, I was quoting a lot of stuff from Chappelle's show. I was talking about Tyrone Bigum. He didn't know who he was. And like the Dylon, you know, go get me some breast milk from a Cambodian woman in Brooklyn. Like all the funny things. He had no idea what I was talking about.
Okay.
And yeah, it was a turnoff.
Nat, question for you. Just on the fact that this guy is willing to go on a second date with you, despite the fact that you were farting the entire time, can you not get over the fact that maybe he doesn't like Dave Chappelle?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Forget I asked.
Well, he is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. I should have told you that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. We forgot to tell you.
You guys are the worst.
Hey, Mark.
Dave Chappelle. I mean, he's an okay comedian, but I mean, he's no Richard Pryor.
No.
I mean, I know that he learned from Richard Pryor. I love Richard Pryor too, but if you knew anything about comedy, you would know that since Richard's passing and after Eddie Murphy, Dave is the GOAT right now. How do you not know that?
Kevin Hart is the GOAT. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Numbers don't lie. I told you that at dinner.
This conversation is going to be over. Kevin doesn't have a funny bone in his body.
Numbers don't lie. Show me an agreement that they have
sold.
Show
me an agreement. And both they're very short.
This would actually be a terrible couple.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the fights?
He doesn't even have his own big special.
Are you kidding me? Netflix is the only thing you can get. Netflix
sold out a football arena.
HBO.
What is going on?
When the last time has he sold out a football arena?
I don't care about football. And Kevin is a football.
Listen,
you not liking Dave Chappelle is going to ruin a lot of things in your life.
What?
Hey, right.
Nobody likes Dave Chappelle. Have you not seen the news lately? You mean to tell me I put up with all that gas and you won't talk to me over Dave Chappelle?
Congratulations.
How bad of a smell was her farts on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, they were solid. So you know they were dead.
Wow. I couldn't hear
the ones you don't hear, they just smack you in your face. It was enough to make me cough.
And I hope it woke you up to the point that you are wrong about everything in comedy.
He said he was
open your eyes.
Okay. Well,
those gas mail is worse as Dave Chappelle jokes.
Wow.
All right.
And this is why
I
cannot go out with this guy.
Okay. Well, let me ask you the question officially then. Nat, would you like to go out with Mark again on a second date? We'll pay for it.
No. Absolutely not. No.
If we went to a Chappelle show, would you go?
Not with you.
And then, all right. Well, good luck, you two.
She'd probably just fart the whole time anyway.
Well, yeah, if we went out, you'd probably be funky anyway.
Funky.
Yeah, it'll probably be another funk bomb. So I have enough of breathe for you this time.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.